March is Reading Month. Do you know how that has the power to change a community? Two extremist groups seem to be targeting Christians in northern Nigeria now, and troubled believers in Turkey are about to get some support. All of this on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. March is National Reading Month. In the United States, literacy is assumed, but nearly a fifth of the world is illiterate, usually concentrated in the poorest areas. And that's where Compassion International comes in. Spokesman Tim Glenn notes,
child sponsorship is a $3 billion a year industry, and no one has ever done research to find out if it actually works. And this is the first time that it actually works.
There's new research that supports that. Dr. Bruce Wittek, professor of economics and international studies at the University of San Francisco, just released a 2-year study on Compassion International's child sponsorship program. Glenn sums it up this way.
Kids who were in Compassion's program stayed in school longer. They were more likely to have salary jobs or white-collar employment because they had stayed in school longer. And they were more likely to be leaders in their communities and leaders in their churches because of that education attainment.
The gospel permeates the program, too. So I guess you could say that March is really Community Transformation Month. We turn next to Nigeria, where a brutal offshoot of the Boko Haram sect claimed the murders of 7 foreign hostages. The group was kidnapped in Bauchi a month ago. The insecurity and lawlessness caused by Boko Haram in northern Nigeria seems to be spreading. While northerners lament the lack of security, Open Doors workers say they're under immense pressure. In the last 3 weeks, there have been 3 violent attacks against Christians. Pray that the gospel workers will be strong. You're listening to Mission Network News. Lots of things keep the cycle of poverty going. Things like lack of money, resources, or cultural bias. Poor parenting plays a role too, and that's the focus of an initiative called Engage.
It is a program that engages the moms, asking them questions. What's hard? What's difficult for you? And what do you see as solutions?
Author Carol Ladd says volunteer-based Engage reaches out to moms in poverty. Groups gather to discuss problem areas and find ways to overcome. Moms also learn about Christ and what it means to follow him. Several told Ladd,
Miss Carol, we have decided to follow Jesus. Our lives are changed. We are going to do things differently now.
Buckner International recently came alongside this program. We'll hear what they saw in Dallas tomorrow. Pray that more women would be drawn to Christ and get out of poverty. You can visit missionnetworknews.org for details about Engage. Elsewhere, persecution of Christians continues to be a problem worldwide. Sergei Rakuba of Russian Ministries, along with over 50 other organizations, are gathering in Turkey to help fight for evangelicals' religious freedom, especially in Eurasia. He says,
we are equipping evangelical church in those countries to fight for their freedom, to value their freedom, to educate their congregations about freedom, how to be careful with freedom.
During the conference, they'll also develop policies and draft letters that'll be sent to oppressive governments, making a statement for those who are being persecuted.
Continue praying for the evangelical church, that God would equip the church to not just survive, but be productive, be progressive in those situations, and continue reaching their communities with the gospel.
And art is bridging the gap between communities and missionaries in Thailand. Through art and music, missionaries are telling the story of Christ's life, death, and resurrection. The Evangelical Alliance Mission, or TEAM, says many are coming to Christ through these channels. At TEAM's new Arts and Music Center, guitar lessons and open-air paintings are an outreach to the lost. Pray that these creative outlets would show more people the path to salvation. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? I mean, like Jonah, God has issued a call on your life. Are you listening? Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we running or willing to go wherever he sends us? Be challenged by this radical free book when you call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.